You hear it all the time, right? The riches are in the niches, or you have to niche down. However you say it, if you just want to do the thing, and you're not particularly particular about who you do that thing for, how do you decide your niche or your niche? That's the conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. Hi, a little cheeky for you today. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're tackling one of the tenets that seems to be the ruling, guiding question for business owners who are looking to establish themselves or grow. How do you decide who you're going to help? Because if you talk to everyone, no one will know you're talking to them. That's the rule of thumb, and that's what so many new and established business owners, when they get stuck or asked about, told to do, like, you know, told to consider, and are, you know, challenged to think about. And I feel like it's one of those phrases we hear all the time, but we don't ever get really specific in what that looks like and how we might go about doing it. So that's today's listener question. I'm just going to read it, and then I'll find you on the other side. Hey, Heather. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a doctor. Then in college, I thought I wanted to be an athletic trainer and certainly did not want to be a physical therapist. Later, I realized that being a physical therapist would have been the smarter move, and I wanted that for a while. Now I don't want to be either. I want to be a photographer, but what kind? I tell myself that I don't want this or I don't want that, but how do I know what if I'm telling myself isn't just another story or is what I truly want? I mean, how do you really know when it's actually what you want? Well, I'm going to tell you, sister, you know it's when you actually want, because you just said it. I want to be a photographer. So right now, in today's space, that's what you want to be. So questioning it, poking around at it, doubting it, you are never going to know if that's true until you move through the world as a full-time or close to full-time photographer. And yes, you do have to niche down. And yes, you do have to get specific about the type of photography you want to be doing and what you want your business to look like. Because, you know, like a glowing bride-to-be isn't going to like really be drawn to somebody who has a lot of landscape pictures on their website, or somebody who's looking to have their property displayed isn't really going to be impressed with a bunch of high school senior photos as part of the portfolio. So if you want to get your ideal client, you absolutely do need to be specific about the kind of work you want, because if you do every kind of work, nobody's going to think you're the expert at what they need you for. And when people are hiring specific services like photographers, they really do want the expert. Now, the reason why you're struggling is because you finally landed, right? You've said, I want to be a photographer. So now you're in this place of all I want to do is take pictures. Why are people making me decide if I want to be a corporate photographer, if I want to be a wedding photographer, if I want to be a real estate photographer, a family portrait photographer, et cetera, et cetera? You just want to take pictures. You don't know what kind of photographer you want to be. So just start taking pictures. I know that sounds so simple, but this is the part that trips a lot of new and establishing business owners up. They think that before they move and before they take action and before they go left or right of center, that they have to have the entire plan. They have to have the brand. They have to have the logo, the website, the suite of services, the social media profile, that everything has to be set up so that new people, new leads walking into your, you know, online business can see who you are and know you're for them. You're not there yet. You don't know who you're for yet, and you don't know who's for you yet. So don't make that decision right now. What I want you to do is try on a couple of different photography gigs on for size. Go in outreach and pitch yourself to a couple of brides-to-be. Go to like a wedding trade show. I think that's what they're called, like when they have the big bridal events. Or go to like wedding dress, places and offer to, brides are trying on dresses or whatever, go and offer to do like a little bridal portrait for them or something, and try that on for size. And then do some social media outreach to high school seniors who want more than a smartphone picture for themselves in the high school yearbook, and offer to do a couple of those. Go to an athletic team and get some sports shots and team shots and game shots. Go and collect some photos for a local news outlet. Go and take pictures. Your letter to me says you just want to be a photographer. So go and be the photographer without the final answer, without the final brand, but just try it on for size. And then once you've done a handful of gigs, once you have gotten a yes for people, once you've shown up for yourself and your business consistently and gone out and hit the pavement and gotten those jobs for yourself, you will have more grist for the mill. You will have more experience to think about and to walk yourself through and to find your way through, so that when someone tells you it's time to niche down, it's time to get more specific about your business, you are going to have a better idea of the clientele you want and the clientele you don't want. You're going to know the way each sort of business population works and what the things that you typically find and have to manage, and you're going to decide for yourself whether or not you want the particular issues of each particular niche to be a part of your regular everyday. You're only going to know it if you just get curious, if you wonder, if you put off the decision factor for a little while you go and do the thing. You are not going to make this decision without the camera in your hand. You have to show up. You have to put yourself out there. You have to see what the job is like. And in trying on different populations, and this is true for coaches and consultants, you, any business you're in, anybody who's struggling to niche down, you want to offer coaching, you want to offer consulting, you want to offer your products or your services to a variety of people and populations so that you can see what lights you up, so that you can see what makes you happy, that feels consistent with who you are, that helps you feel fulfilled, that leaves you happy rather than drained, that fills your bucket rather than empties it. But this idea that we're magically supposed to know simply because someone has asked the question, or that we're just supposed to pick it out of the sky and then suddenly care about it because that's the population and that's the niche we decided to go for, it doesn't work. That's what happened to me with my mindset business. Before I was doing this for online business owners, I was sort of, challenged to pick who I wanted to do mindset work with. And I was like, I want to help the corporate people. So then I labeled myself a corporate therapist because I picked that group out of the sky, and then the clients never really connected successfully with me. I never really resonated with it, because what was really lighting me up is helping business owners who were a few years behind me on the path. I loved setting business owners up for success to get them out of their own way. But the first time someone asked me to niche down, it was my business coach. I was brand new to the online world, and I was like, okay, I guess this is what I'll do. And I literally, it was like eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and I picked one, and it didn't last and it didn't work out for me. But that's what's going to happen when, you just ask yourself the question and you don't give yourself some room for exploration and for curiosity and for wondering. So that's my challenge to you, to spend like a minimum of 3 months being the generalist, taking the odd job, freelancing, consulting, picking up work on Upwork, picking up work on, local photography gig sites. I don't know how you find those listings, but just say yes to those things. And then if you see somebody who could use your help, perceive the opportunity to help them, take a couple of pictures, watermark the crap out of it, and then send it to them and say, hey, I'm a photographer in the area. I saw that you were advertising this. I thought I could set it up for better success. process. I took a couple of photos. If you like it, I'd love to work with you. I offer you 10% off your opening package or something like that. But just, you know, you try it on for size, you see if it fits, you see if you still like it. Then you're not setting yourself up for this story you have of, oh, I used to want to be a doctor, and then I wanted to be a physical therapist. And then, which is what you're telling yourself now, that this may wear off and you may not always want this. Well, the reality is you're going to stop wanting it if you don't ever show up for it. And if it doesn't show up for you, if you're putting yourself out there and representing yourself in your business and you are getting a response and you're generating leads, then you're going to have a better sense of whether or not you actually want to be a photographer. But if you're just saying, I want to be a photographer, and your camera's in the bag and it's in the bag is in the closet and you're never putting yourself out there, then you're never really going to know your niche. You're never really going to know or give yourself permission to find your heart's true calling. You got to go and do the thing, and then you'll find the thing you want to do for a while. Because just a reminder, it doesn't have to be your final answer. You do get to change your mind. You do get to say, and now I'm moving on to something else. When my career started, I was in program residential direct care. I left that briefly. I became a child and family therapist. I went back to residential. I opened a brick and mortar private therapy practice, and now I have an online business and I'm only 42 years old. We get to change our minds. But what we want to do is give our current version of ourselves the best chance for success, and this is yours. To try it on for size, see what fits, and then go get them. Thanks so much for asking such an incredibly real question. I'm surprised I haven't gotten this question before, because I feel like it's so easy to get confused and lost and to just pick the niche that you think is going to make you the richest. It's so easy to just pick a quick answer to say, like, okay, this is something I have to decide, so let me just check it off the list. It's entirely different to walk yourself through the process. I think you've done a really great job setting yourself up for success by asking me, and I hope I've set you up for success with my answer. Thanks so much for today. I do have a request for those listening. If you have yet to share or review the show, could you please go to your podcast app and write a review for the show? And if you have a friend who's also in the business space who could benefit from the show, please do pass it on. I would love to accumulate more reviews, get the word out there, and impact more lives and more businesses with my message. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.